No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be the perfect, but heaven knows we tried all around. Even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one, see what happens. Give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and polarize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot, Canada's too cold. South America, store our name, let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroo. Build an all-American amusement park there. They got something too. Boom goes London, boom Gary. More room for you and more room for me. Every city, the whole world around. When it'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful we will be. We'll set everybody free. Japanese, come on over, you pay an Italian, choose for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
I just remembered one of my favorite old Doonesbury's, which was somebody, you know, it's one of those ones, just a picture of the White House with the little talk bubbles ahead of it. And somebody said, Mr. President, it was during the Reagan era, very right towards the end. You know, we were just wondering, with the collapse of the Soviet Union now, or at least of communists, you know, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, that we got into this arms race after the first war, knowing we could outspend them, knowing we might actually bankrupt their government by forcing them to engage in an incredibly costly thing, that we would simply outspend them so as to finally break down their government. And Reagan says, wow, am I that smart? He says, well, sir, that's what we were wondering. Anyway, whatever. How about, who would like a song? Will y'all just be quiet? My version of the future, where I figure, you know, once the bomb goes off, or the strange version of the flu gets out, or simply the economy tanks and we all run scared for a brief little while, or we run out of fossil fuel, or whatever it may be, I have the idea that maybe slowly people will come out of all the, I don't know, areas they've been living in, they'll somehow congregate on the malls at the edges of the towns. And the malls, these great, big, beautiful structures, will become massive squat residences. We'll all just inhabit them. We'll take out all the things inside, build sculptures and parking lot with them. And there's always that field next to it. And we'll start growing what we eat and start hanging out. We'll redevelop the normal history. We'll play songs for each other without amplification or electronic instruments. What? There are enough Starbucks, and Starbucks have great available light. I mean, the Starbucks are going to be perfect squat housing. I'm sure they'll be the first. They'll be the first to go. So anyway, someday I'll be doing that, and I'm going to live in a Fred Meyer store in the Pacific Northwest.